A retirement announcement today for an intrepid deep-sea explorer, Alvin, the 19-ton research submersible, which has been diving for 40 years now, will be retired in 2008 and replaced by a new vehicle that can dive even deeper with more bells and whistles. The National Science Foundation announced those plans today. Alvin is operated by the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. Dan Fornari is a marine geologist there, and he's taken more dives in Alvin than just about anybody. He describes some of the discoveries that Alvin has made possible over the last 40 years.
For instance, the discovery of new life forms down on the seafloor, new biochemical processes, the understanding of the deep ocean biosphere, which is that there is likely to be within the crust of the Earth an enormous biosphere filled with microbiological organisms, which we know almost nothing about.
You mentioned new life forms that were discovered down there. You saw some of these?
Well, we were actually diving on the East Pacific Rise. This is a part of the mid-ocean ridge. And we were diving there in the early part of the year in 1991 in an area where we expected there to be some hydrothermal vents. And in fact, when we dove with Alvin, we got down to the bottom and you could barely see anything because it was all murky. It was like you had landed in the middle of Pittsburgh on, you know, in a bunch of smokestacks in a fog. And it turns out that we had landed during a submarine eruption, which was the first time that that had been witnessed. And instead of seeing black lava rock and red-hot lava coming out of the seafloor, in fact, what we saw was the biological effects of that eruption, which was production of bacteria and biological byproducts that were just going all over the place and were coating the lava seafloor with this white gloppy stuff, which now we realize is an important indicator of when you've had seafloor eruptions.
Alvin can dive, I think, about 3 miles underwater. Was there ever a moment when you were in Alvin looking out, seeing an animal that you had just never seen before and realizing you'd come upon something totally new?
Well, there are things which you see which are truly magical, whether it's an enormous deep-sea ray gliding amongst lava pillars on the mid-ocean ridge crest, or whether it's coming across a plain of sediment and then seeing this beautiful sea star and gorgonian. It really looks like a painting down there. And I think this is some of the poetry and the prose that Jules Verne and others who write about the deep ocean have tried to encapsulate. It really is enormously beautiful down there.
You've been working on designing, developing the new vehicle that will replace Alvin. What's it got that Alvin doesn't have?
Well, the new submarine will have larger viewports. It will have more viewports. It will have a total of 5, 2 laterally, and the 3 looking forward, the pilots being in the middle, will have almost a 45-degree field of view overlap. So that is a very important capability. There'll be at least 27 cubic feet more space in the inside of the sphere, and there will also be more capacity outside to carry samples. In addition, we're hoping that it will be able to go to 6,500 meters. That depth range will cover about 99% of the seafloor. Currently, Alvin's 4,500-meter depth covers only about 63% of the global ocean seafloor.
Do you think when Alvin is pulled from the water in 2008, replaced with this new vehicle, will that be a nostalgic moment for you? Or are you going to have some attachment to Alvin in particular?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's fair to say that there are many people in the scientific community who've built their careers on work that they've done with Alvin. So there will be a lot of nostalgia. And I think that there will probably, you know, not be a dry eye in the crowd when it's finally taken out of service.
Dan Fornari, nice to talk with you.
Thank you very much, Melissa, for this opportunity. Pleasure to talk to you.
Dan Fornari of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, which operates Alvin, and is proof that Alvin's got more years of service in it yet. It took a dive today in the Gulf of Alaska. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.